Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Trying something where you don't know where it's going to come out, you don't know what it's going to look like or how much it's going to cost or who's going to use it or, in fact, whether it will work. But if you want innovation, you have to be able to do that. And you only do that where everybody has confidence in you.
Wonder what kind of shopping you do in Paris and London if you're Michael Bloomberg with his expense account. Well, he is just back from a trip to those cities. And what did he bring us? Some surveillance cameras, maybe? The mayor looked at environmental and security systems in the two European capitals and took some digs at the Bush administration's fiscal policies during his four-day trip. But he seemed more taken with the city of London's Ring of Steel than the Parisian bike rental program. For more now on the mayor's trip and what newfangled European policy fashions he might have brought back with him, I'm joined by Ellen Tomposky, who is based in London and covered the English half of the trip for the Daily News, and by Edward Isaac Dover, who edits City Hall, a monthly publication focused on New York politics and policy, and the website cityhallnews.com. Welcome to WNYC, Ellen and Edward Isaac. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Ellen, your story this morning in the Daily News starts like this. Mayor Bloomberg has a message for New Yorkers who don't like surveillance cameras. Get real. What prompted that?
Well, when the mayor was asked about a story that had appeared in the previous day's Daily News about the license plate scanning camera that's been in Lower Manhattan for 6 months without being publicly announced, that's a pilot camera, he got a bit snappish at a press conference he had with London Mayor Ken Livingston at London City Hall yesterday. And he said that New Yorkers should realize they're already under surveillance all the time, that any time there's a crime committed, NYPD goes straight to grab the video footage from closed-circuit cameras that are in offices and stores. And this is a small price to pay, in his view, for the increased safety in a very dangerous world.
Is all of London under surveillance all the time?
Pretty much, yes. There are cameras in every London subway. There are about 12 cameras on every London bus. There are
12 cameras on every bus?
Yes. Well, of course, there are double-decker buses, so that's six for each deck, but
still,
that's right. And there are, I think, 4 million cameras nationwide just on streets to film and to deter crime.
And what is this Ring of Steel? People have been hearing that term, but a lot of folks probably still don't know exactly what it means. Ring of Steel in London's financial district, and how much more are they under surveillance than anywhere else?
Very much more so. The Ring of Steel, as you say, pertains to the city with the capital C of London, which is the financial district, roughly equivalent to the Wall Street area. And that's only 1 square mile, but it's packed with a lot of, you know, high-voltage financial firms. And going back to the early 90s, when you might remember the IRA was bombing London and had some big bombs in the financial district, the City of London Police, which is a separate force from Scotland Yard, started the Ring of Steel. Basically, every time any vehicle enters the boundaries of that square mile, there are cameras and there's a license plate scanning system. That data is fed into a control room, and the mayor saw one of those control rooms on his visit yesterday.
And is it controversial or is it not controversial?
I really have to say it's not very controversial. Although there are civil libertarians here, there's a group called Liberty that's a bit like the Civil Liberties Union in New York. You rarely hear any Londoner complain about the cameras. They might joke about the cameras, but I think people, you know, having experienced bombs going back to the 90s and then, of course, the more recent events 2 years ago on 7/7, feel it's a small price to pay. I haven't heard a lot of people complaining about it.
There's no UKCLU?
There is, but it's just perhaps not as high-profile an advocacy organization as it is in New York City.
All right. Edward Isaac Dover, editor of City Hall Magazine and cityhallnews.com. Is the mayor back at his home away from home yet?
You mean his?
I mean his office in City Hall.
I believe that he is back. He may not be back at City Hall yet. He did a speech this morning. He's scheduled to be there this afternoon for an announcement.
Let's see. Actually, since the mayor doesn't live at Gracie Mansion, maybe Gracie Mansion is his home away from home, and City Hall is his home away from home away from home.
And his home in London is another home away from home.
Right. So he actually was going home on this trip to London.
Right.
How far along are they in building a ring of steel in Lower Manhattan?
Well, it seems like the process has begun. I mean, there was the story in the Daily News that said that they had this test program set up that was a couple months ago taking pictures and apparently is still taking pictures, though it's not being fed into any system. So I'm not sure that anyone knows exactly how far along they are, but certainly the process has started.
Now, the New York Civil Liberties Union has objected to the fact that we don't know the ground rules or the locations of the cameras. Do you think the city will be more forthcoming as it moves forward?
It depends on how much of a stink people raise, I imagine.
Thank you for queuing the phones. Listeners, do you want to raise a stink about this, or do you think that this is for a few malcontents who are too focused on the minutiae of civil liberties? Do you care if there is a ring of steel in Lower Manhattan? Do you care if there are six cameras on every story of New York City buses? 212-433-WNYC. Not that the mayor's proposing that necessarily, but if we were to go as far as London, is this a problem for you, or is this something that you watch, you know, a few interest groups argue over and you sit back and feel more protected, or maybe a little uncomfortable knowing you might be watched at any moment, but basically okay with it? 212-433-WNYC. Where are you on this? 212-433-9692 for the Daily News London Bureau Chief Ellen Tomposky and the cityhallnews.com editor Edward Isaac Dover. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Edward Isaac, go ahead and tell us more about just how much the mayor is planning for New York. How close to London are we going to get?
Right. As I was saying, I'm not sure that we know. It does seem like the civil liberties groups that are based in New York are ready to have a field day with this. As the mayor said, it's true, every time that there is a crime committed, the police go out and grab the closed circuit television from any nearby store or parking lot that might have a camera going. The question, though, that I don't think is ever answered in this is how this works as a preventative measure. And it does seem like if they want to bring this to New York, which yes had September 11th, and you know we know terror obviously, but we haven't had the conditioning to it in a way that that London did during the IRA bombings and the subway bombings 2 years ago. Whether people will say, okay, I'm ready to be photographed, even though it's not clear that it can stop something from happening, but it can trace who does it afterwards.
Let's talk to Jamie in Manhattan and Virginia in the Bronx. Jamie, Virginia, you're on WNYC. Hi to both
Hello.
Of you. Jamie, go ahead.
My husband was in the Twin Towers the night before, J.P. Morgan's going to put a building down there in a few years. I'm fully supportive of these measures. If they can't prevent things, they might be able to catch the people and prevent future incidents.
Virginia?
Well, my comment was that I never feel safer when I hear that there's going to be, you know, new cameras someplace. Was it Jamie?
Yes.
I do believe she's right about, you know, what happens after the crime, but that doesn't make me feel safer because there's not a thing that is able to be done at the time of the crime. You know, 12 cameras on a double-decker bus in London did not prevent those people from getting killed and blown up. So I think that cameras is something that politicians, you know, trot out too often as a panacea.
But doesn't it help them identify people if they see someone they suspect might be a terrorist? It could prevent something from happening.
But there's nobody, I mean, even in the logistics of the camera setup, there's not somebody right there watching the cameras who's going to be able to help when it happens. That's the thing that bothers me. That it's, I'm not saying that cameras can't be a part of a strategy and judiciously used, but it tends to be trotted out as this thing that's going to actually make us safer at the time of whatever it is that's going to happen.
So let me bring Ellen Tomposky back in on this from London. Ellen, does the mayor of London make this claim at all? I mean, they did have that 7/7 series of bombings, which included buses. What is the role of prevention of these cameras, and how much of a claim is made for that?
Well, I think where the prevention, in my observation, is perhaps more effective is in smaller kind of crime. There are a lot of these cameras in London neighborhoods, and I've seen some effect on the ground deterring crime like graffiti and muggings. Because if, for example, we have a lot of muggings by teenagers on teenagers in London for cell phones and iPods, when those potential muggers know there's a camera, they're less likely to do that. But when it comes, as your caller said, when it comes to a terrorist who is willing to get blown up for his cause, I don't think a camera clearly is not going to deter him, and certainly Mayor Ken Livingston wouldn't say so. But as the caller pointed out, it has helped us, for example, to know what happened on 7/7. And 2 weeks later, you might remember on the 21st of July, 2005, there were some copycat bombs in the tubes and buses that didn't go off. And those suspects were apprehended after being caught on cameras in the underground.
Jamie and Virginia, I thank you both for engaging with each other and with our listeners. Edward Isaac, the mayor visited London. He got congestion pricing from London, and he's bringing it back. He got the Ring of Steel from London. He's bringing it back. But he also visited Paris. And the reports from there are that he didn't think that their bike rental plan, this is this kind of massive citywide bike sharing thing, so people can just kind of pick up a bike for a little while, like they can pick up a taxi for a little while for short hauls, that he did not think that would translate to New York. Have you heard him talk about that yet?
Well, I haven't heard him back in New York talking about it, but I certainly saw what he said when he was over in Paris. He said it seems that there are three big problems in his mind when it comes to this. The first one is bike theft, which, as people are indicating, is a bigger problem in New York than it is in Paris. Which, I don't know, you need to look at the deep statistics on that.
Well, you know, if you just chain up your bike, they won't steal your bike.
Right.
They'll only steal your seat and your wheel and your handlebars and your mirror.
And the program in Paris and that's used in several other cities in Europe and is being rolled out in D.C. and in Chicago as well, has people rent the bikes with a credit card, so there is a way to track if the bike doesn't come back. So it's not you can't just walk away with the bike. Somebody will have your credit card number, and there's a fine that's
well, you could do that in New York,
right? So that doesn't seem like it would be the big issue. What the big issues do seem to be are that there are no bike lanes in New York right now, or at least not ones that are very well respected. And the mayor has talked about improving some of those as part of the sustainability plan. The other problem that he brought up is that in Paris, it's not the law that you need to wear a bike helmet, whereas in New York it is. And he's not sure that New Yorkers are going to be ready to start carrying bike helmets to work with them just so that they can rent a bike.
Can it be part of the rental?
Well, I suppose that's one of the ways that it could be taken care of, but then I believe in Paris, the way that it works is that they're all automated systems, and so you're increasing the number of things that this automated system needs to do, and then how much of the sidewalk it'll take up.
Right. Ellen, before you go, it sounds like this is very popular in Paris. It just started in July, and they've sold over 5 million rides, and they have 100,000 members. You're the Daily News London correspondent, but have you been over to Paris to see this yet?
I've been over to Paris, but on my trips, I don't think that's been uppermost in my mind, but maybe next time.
And do they ride bikes around much in London? How are the bike lanes there compared to Paris or New York?
There are quite a lot of bike lanes in London, and actually biking to work and into central London has grown tremendously in popularity since the 7/7 bombings, when people started getting a bit nervous for a while about going on public transit. Even though that nervousness wore off, I think, you know, some people have stayed on their bikes.
Right. And are they talking about a bike sharing program in London inspired by Paris, or is there just too much competition across the channel?
I haven't heard that, but it does sound like the kind of thing that Ken Livingstone would go for.
All right. So, Ellen, last thing. Did you get any news on what the mayor bought while he was over there? I know the exchange rate isn't good, but, you know, a billion here, a billion there, you can still buy a few things on Savile Row.
I didn't hear what he bought, but he was given a gift at the City of London Police Station House of a genuine London policeman's helmet, which he said he would keep in his house, but he refused to put it on his head for photographs.
Edward, go ahead, Edward.
No, his partner, Diana Taylor, was given a brooch by the mayor of Paris that was the emblem of a ship, which is, I guess, the emblem of Paris.
Edward Isaac Dover is the editor of the monthly publication City Hall and the website cityhallnews.com. Ellen Tomposky is the Daily News London correspondent. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, the marvels of engineering that we take for granted in our everyday lives and the environmental implications. Stay with us.